My first question, and I think it's for Sue, did you start boxing yourself and that sparked your interest? How did this whole thing begin?
It started because I met this woman who was a trainer and an artist, and she kept calling me and telling me to come down to the gym. And it wasn't anything I'd ever thought about before or even could have imagined that I would be interested in doing. But I went down to the gym, and it became like my church. She was my rabbi. It was my place of worship, really, in some ways. And it was it just brought up so much for me, and I was learning so much about myself and really practicing confronting fear is what it was about for me. And then I started getting interested in why other women were doing it, and I was photographing the other women in the gym, and then I started going to tournaments in New York with the women, the local women, and then I went to the national tournaments. And then it was at one of those tournaments that I realized that that somebody that I was watching was going to be one of the Olympic hopefuls. And so I started following three particular women. And then in my very last tournament, I saw Clarissa Shields fight. And that was actually exactly a year ago today at this very tournament. And she just blew my mind. And we sat down for an interview, a really long interview. And I'm like, can I follow you guys around? So it started out as a photo essay. And then I roped Joe into going to Flint with me to follow Clarissa. And then it turned into a radio series with Marianne McCune, WNYC. And now it's a film about Clarissa. It's just a project that keeps going.
So what was it about Clarissa when you saw her that blew you away?
I had never seen anyone fight like that, man or woman, woman or man. She was so fast and furious, and she stopped her opponents. I had never seen anyone do that before. And then it was in our interview, she was 16. And one of the first things she said to me was that, when she was before started boxing, her goal was to have 10 children by the time she was 26. But now her goal was to get a gold medal. And that was so compelling to me. And I knew coming from Flint, she had such a story to tell.
So Clarissa, what did you think when Sue found you and approached you and asked you if she could record you? What did you make of her?
Well, at first I was thinking that, you know, it was just this little white lady who wanted to follow me around. But Sue, we end up growing really close, and she interviewed me for the first time, and like I never had been asked those kind of questions, so I really didn't mind talking to her, even though she interviewed me for I think an hour and a half. Was an hour and a half or 45 minutes?
More, it was like 2 hours.
Yeah, it was about like 2 hours. And after it was over, I was like, oh, thank God. But I just had enjoyed talking to her. And then after that, she kept in contact with us. And she gave me a lot of exposure. And she takes great pictures. And now she's teamed up with these. She's teamed up with Zach Canterbury and Dre Cooper. And they're doing a movie. But she even had me do the radio diary, which I thought was another weird thing. But I did it, and she gave me a list of things to hit, like key points of things to talk about. And then she called me all the time, like, have you been recording? Have you been doing this? What have you been thinking about? And I always tell her, and she said, well, just tell the mic that, and then we'll be good. So it's just been a great experience. Sue was a great person. She's like, she's so close now that when she walks around with me in Flint, with her camera, and she's climbing on tables and she's taking pictures, everyone like, yeah, that's Sue, and I call her my cousin.
So do you guys feel like your relationship has sort of gone beyond the normal subject documenter relationship?
Yeah, definitely. Me and Sue, we talk with my boyfriend even off the mic and off the video camera. We can sit to talk about my boyfriend. We talk about school, talk about all the problems that I have, to where, like, really, I'm not holding anything in. And that's how I deal with coping things. Like, either I write it, or if it's something that I can just talk to her about, like, I can talk to her. But she has to do her job, though. She has to film me, and she has to take pictures. So that's just probably what she does. But she's like a family member, and like I like that when I'm real, that whenever someone is around for a long time, there's no way that you still that you should still just like just keep them at a distance. You know, you gotta have like a it's a certain friendship for certain things, and me and Sue got a pretty close friendship.
I have learned so much from Clarissa in this one short, amazing year. You were asking Clarissa about the pressure that she feels from Flint. And I think one of the really amazing things that Clarissa is able to do is take both that, the love that she has and the pressure that she, you know, like knowing that she represents Flint, that motivates her. And also, as she says, her haters are her motivators. Like, she uses all the people who doubt her as motivation for what she can do in the ring. So I have haters as motivators is a big one I've learned from her. But I think the biggest thing is that just learning from Clarissa that you don't succeed in what you do you don't succeed in spite of your life, but you succeed because of it. And more than anyone I've ever seen, Clarissa is able to leverage everything that's happened in her life, good and bad, for strength. And she uses that strength in the ring, and she uses that strength in her life.
So, Joe, what was this whole thing like from your perspective, watching this whole thing come together?
Well, you know, Sue was coming back from, you know, interviewing and working with a whole bunch of boxers and telling me, you know, their stories. And
I guess we should mention here that you're married.
I guess you can if you want. and
the ultimate collaboration.
And you know, she came back from this one tournament. She was telling me about this teen boxer that she saw, and of course Sue was just marveling at what a great boxer she was. And I was just thinking, she's a teenager fighting against these women, and we were just talking about, you know, she has to deal with, you know, high school and boys and all this other stuff that's like kind of on the sidelines of her goal to reach the Olympics. So we just both talked a lot about that as just a compelling story apart from just you know, the boxing side. And the more Sue told me about Clarissa, the more it just seemed like this was, you know, this was a story that should maybe be treated in a longer form, in some other form. And so we talked about doing a radio diary with her. And you were asking about, you know, does the subject kind of producer relationship change in these stories? And it's, you know, yeah, it has to change. It definitely changes. I mean, you know, Sue was plugged into Clarissa's life for months, and I came in and we did some intense recording with her dad and with her coach and with their mom. And, you know, it is in no way like another kind of story where you're just interviewing someone. You are really kind of woven into their life for a period of time, and I think you need to be. And so it just by nature, you're just like, it's not like any other kind of subject producer relationship.
Yeah, it seems like you guys will be intertwined forever.
I mean, really, that's one of the great things about doing this kind of work, is that it's not just telling stories that hopefully people care about, but you're working with people you care about too. And that's one of my favorite things about doing this kind of work.
So what was the biggest challenge in this project from any of your points of view?
Getting me to talk slower was one of the biggest problems.
Yeah, that was, talk slower, Clarissa, talk slower. I remember one thing, you know, this story was leading up to her trying to make the Olympic team, and we really wanted Clarissa to talk a lot about, you know, her doubts and her fears and will she make the team and what if she loses. And the thing was, she doesn't think like that. there was no moment, Clarissa, where you were like, had any doubt that you were gonna win. You just knew it. And so, you know, as a producer, you're sort of looking for the crack in the armor a little bit, and, you know, well, you know, what are her fears and, you know, and self-doubt? And we didn't find any.
So, Clarissa, it's a pretty big and unusual accomplishment for a 16-year-old to win a gold medal. And I know there's a lot more competitions ahead of you, but what are the big goals from here on?
First, you know, I have a few life goals. I want to finish high school, which I'll be finishing this year. 2013, I'll graduate. I don't know. To me, the main goal is just to be happy with whatever I do. I really feel like boxing is going to – I know that boxing is going to be a huge part of my life forever. So I already know that. But just besides boxing, school, college, husband, happy life, I don't know. And I kind of want to get my family more involved, but it's awkward. So I got to try to figure things out like that, stuff like that.
What did you think when you first heard the finished product? Did you listen all the way along, or did you, you know, listen to the finished piece all at once?
I listened to the finished piece all at once.
And what did you think?
You know, to me, it was great, right? It was a great story, but I was more of when you listen to yourself talk, you're listening like, oh, dang, I stuttered. I messed up right there. Or I should have said this instead of said that. And that's what I did when I listened to it. I really didn't think about, it wasn't like listening to somebody else. I was listening to myself. It was like I knew everything I was saying already. So it was like, okay, but I really have to go back and really, really listen to it because I want to know what makes people cry about it.
Between a year ago, I guess today, when you met Sue, and now doing this whole documentary and continuing on with the film, do you feel like this process has changed you in any way?
My life is just different, period. I don't know, you know, it seemed like everything is just to help me do better in life, you know, like the documentary. It really helped me just to know how I am. Up at first, I used to hold in a lot of things. It seemed things that I wouldn't write about. But then it got to that point after doing a radio documentary for, I think, probably 2 or 3 months. It was like I felt better when I don't have anything on my chest, when I'm not hiding anything, when I'm not keeping anything secretive, and I can just put it out there, you know, or it doesn't matter if I was telling somebody or if I was writing it down. As long as I was getting off my chest, I was able to just be clear.
You know, Clarissa was just a great character and really natural and a great talker, and she's going through this incredible, you know, kind of struggle to get to where she wants to go. But one of the things I think that made this story was the people around her. I mean, Jason, her coach, is just a wonderful character and a wonderful guy, and her dad, and there were just these great characters around her. And I remember, you know, when we were recording with Clarissa and Jason, her coach, early on, and all of a sudden they just launched into this conversation about boys and her and Jason telling Clarissa that she shouldn't date, and this incredibly real, natural, just like conversation that's happening. And I remember just being, Sue and I just looking at each other thinking, this is unbelievable. This is happening in front of the microphone right now. And then of course the next day we realized that conversation pretty much happens almost every day with them. But there's just like great relationships in her life. And I think the fact that we were able to record and she was able to record herself, some of those relationships and interactions are kind of what made the story what it was.
If you like them, drop them.
If you like them, drop them.
So a little logistics here. How many hours of tape did you collect for a finished product of maybe, you know, 15, 16 minutes?
I don't know, Joe. Do you think we had like 40 hours of tape, maybe more?
I think altogether it was probably about 30 hours of tape, about half of that we recorded and half of that Clarissa recorded as a diary, you know, which is actually a little bit less than a lot of the diaries that we do. You know, what was interesting about the story is that we were sort of on deadline. We were trying to do a story that would air as soon as possible after the Olympic trials. So it was almost like combining a diary with a news story, at least as close to a news story as we usually do. So it was actually quite a really quick turnaround, and we were working just furiously to have things set up so that once whatever happened at the Olympic trials happened, we'd be able to turn it around and get it on the air as soon as possible.
I want to talk about the bigger meaning of this story. On one level, it's a sports story. On another level, it's a diary of a young girl coming of age story. But as a whole, I think when I started telling people I was working on women boxers, they were, it touched something for people. Everyone had something to say about it. And I think it speaks so much to our ideas about femininity and what women are capable of, what they should be doing. It says so, what people think about boxing says so much about what they think about women. And it's an edgy thing. It's on the margins of our society. But when I look around the world and see what these girls are fighting for, I just think it's an important part of the women's movement for these women to be expanding the boundaries of their own lives. And I feel like if we don't take care of the margins, we lose the middle. And so in that way, I think Clarissa's story is an inspiration for girls around the world to show them what they're capable of doing and ways in which they can express this full range of aggression and desire and strength, their physicality as well as their emotional and mental strength.
Well, it seems to me like it's just something that's so primal, and there's no space in any other place for women to be so aggressive and let that out.
No, and it really bothers some people. I mean, some of the comments that we got were, how dare, it's awful that Clarissa's doing this. But then there are people like my mom, who, this very nice lady from Minnesota, who I remember watching boxing as a kid, and she would say, "Oh, that's so barbaric," but she met Clarissa, and she became Clarissa's biggest fan, and she has tuned into every single one of her matches, and she kept calling me when we were in London, and after Clarissa's fight, she's like, "Put your mom on the phone," and it's like, people, if they meet Clarissa and she can help them expand their notions of what women can do, well, then then the story has succeeded in so many ways. And then there's what girls and women can get out of something like boxing. It doesn't have to be specifically boxing, but I found it incredibly cathartic to go hit a heavy bag, and incredibly cathartic to be in the ring and learn how to spar. It is primal. It releases something in you, and it's like, for me, it was like tapping into something that had been suppressed my entire life.
Sue, I remember when you were starting this project, you'd be coming back after telling some people about it, and you'd talk about just the kind of visceral reaction, a lot of the negative reaction to the whole idea of women boxing. And I think it was that kind of it was that kind of reaction that made you feel like you were on the right path. There's a lot there. There's a lot of, it pushes a lot of buttons. And I think, that's what made you realize there's a lot more going on here than just a sports story.
So Sue, do you ever go into the ring and spar with Clarissa?
Clarissa's decided that the next project we're going to do is her training me, and I'm going to keep a radio diary of me preparing for my first fight.
I'm not sure journalistically I'll be allowed to produce that one.